AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS News estimates Vice President Kamala Harris has received the endorsement of a majority of Democratic delegates, enough to secure the nomination. She spoke at her campaign headquarters.
And it is my intention to go out and earn this nomination and to win. Yeah!
California political analyst Sherry Bebich Jeffy.
The Democratic Party is deciding that they need to circle the wagons as soon as they possibly can. And that is very helpful to Kamala Harris.
All 24 of the nation's Democratic governors have also endorsed Harris. President Biden may have taken his name off the ticket, but he's not resigning, says CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The White House chief of staff telling the rank and file in a morning staff call that the president plans to serve out his 6 months left in office by focusing on the economy, health care, and foreign policy. To that end, he is set to meet later this week with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is now in Washington to address Congress on Wednesday. We're also awaiting word on when the president plans to address the nation and the world about his decision to leave the race.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle faced sharp criticism during a House hearing focused on the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. Cheadle admitted the Secret Service failed on July 13th. CBS's Scott McFarlane was at the hearing.
She said she apologized to Trump last week and said so far, no one's been fired. As Democrats join calls for her resignation, including California's Ro Khanna.
It shouldn't be partisan. If you have an assassination attempt on a president, a former president, a presidential candidate, the Secret Service director should resign.
A prosecutor in Illinois has released body camera footage showing then-Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson fatally shooting an unarmed black woman in her home. Grayson, who is white, has been charged with first-degree murder. CBS's Roxana Saberi has been looking into Grayson's employment history.
Grayson has pleaded not guilty. When reached by CBS News, his attorney declined to comment. Last week, Grayson was fired from the sheriff's department. Documents obtained by CBS News show he has worked for 6 different law enforcement agencies since 2020.
Most of the nation's big airlines have recovered from the Friday travel mess caused by that botched software security update. But CBS's Chris Van Cleve says Delta continues to struggle.
But as they started to come back online from the IT outage, their crew tracking system did not come back to life the way they expected it to. Without the crew tracking system working, as they were canceling thousands of flights, they essentially started to lose track of where their resources were.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin enthusiastically endorsed Kamala Harris on Monday, now that she's the frontrunner for the Democratic ticket. Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, said Harris is the candidate best positioned to defeat Donald Trump.
Vice President Harris is a powerhouse debater and communicator, and we've seen that all the way through her political career. She's able to bring a spotlight to the essential issues and draw the essential contrast that will ensure that we can win this election.
Wickler described Biden's resignation as a reset that gives Democrats the upper hand in the upcoming election. Wisconsin was ranked first in the nation for hourly earnings growth in February, March, and May, and second in the nation in April. Just last month, Wisconsin reached record high employment numbers. Governor Tony Evers said Monday that Wisconsinites are clearly working hard as the economy continues to show positive growth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers open training camp without Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held their first practice of training camp today, but with Jordan Love watching, not participating. What's the status of his contract talks with the team? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think it was Saturday night. You know, they kind of informed us that until we get something done that he would not practice. So unless something gets done here pretty soon, he will not be practicing. This is something we're all working on, and we certainly understand where he's coming from. We'd like him to be out there. But as of now, until we get that resolved, you know, he will not be practicing.
Baseball. The Brewers at Wrigley Field open a 3-game series tonight against the Cubs. Craig Counsell not happy with a reporter's question about Christopher Morel.
Looked like he was swinging for the leg there. I don't know. What do you think about some of those?
Come on, Jesse. Come on. That's your comment?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering about...
I think that's a bad take.
Why?
I think that's a bad take. He's swinging for the lake. That's a bad take.
Why is that? Why is that a bad
take? He's having a good at-bat trying to hit the ball hard. It didn't work. The pitcher made a good pitch. He made an out.
That's Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered storms, some with heavy rainfall, muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s and mostly sunny. It's 71 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Your phone calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. What a weekend, huh? We've got a brand new presidential candidate, Kamala Harris. My op-ed, in fact, today at HartmanReport.com is titled "The Prosecutor versus the Felon," and that's very much the case. In fact, they had it's not really a campaign thing because this wasn't a paid ad that ran anywhere. It was just a video that within an hour of the announcement that Joe Biden was stepping down was just popping up all over the internet. And I'm assuming that this came from the Biden-Harris campaign. This is pretty amazing. It's just a little short thing. It's not even 60 seconds. Like I said, it's not an ad. It's whatever you want to call it. Here it is.
Sick of this? Well, think about this. He's a world leader in temper tantrums. She never loses her cool.
That's Harris.
She prosecuted sex predators. He is one.
Grab him by the...
She shut down for-profit colleges that swindled Americans. He was a for-profit college.
At Trump University, we teach success.
Literally. He's owned by the big banks. She's the attorney general who beat the biggest banks in America and forced them to pay homeowners $18 billion. He's tearing us apart. She'll bring us together. This is Trump. And in every possible way, this is the anti-Trump.
So there you go. That's pretty much it. The anti-Trump. And I think so. I really do. I mean, the accomplishments of this administration are mind-boggling. We have the best economy that we've had since the 1960s. Inflation is down to 3%. The last 2 months, it's been at 0% or negative. 3% used to be the norm. Ronald Reagan never got inflation below 4.1%. Never in 8 years. And everybody's like, oh, Ronald Reagan had a great economy. Never got inflation below 4.1%. We have the lowest unemployment levels that we've had since the 1960s. We've got, it's just, the economy's just rip-roaring along. And we're building infrastructure at a rate and in a way that we haven't seen since the Eisenhower administration. Bottom line, Kamala Harris, I believe, I mean, this is not a done deal yet, but I think it will be shortly, is going to be our presidential nominee. The question is, who's going to be the vice presidential nominee? There are still people kind of speculating about, what happened with Joe Biden and, his pulling out of the race, all that kind of thing. My personal speculation, again, this is just speculation, is that the people around him. Oh, and by the way, let me just tell you for the day, the third hour of our program today, Congressman Ro Khanna of California is going to be with us for the entire hour taking your calls. We're going to do a national town hall meeting with Congressman Khanna. And I will be picking up your calls here in, 15, 20 minutes. And for the first 2 hours, we'll just talk about what's going on here with all of this. And we get some big news, as I said. So So anyhow, the Biden-Harris take. Oh, the speculation about why Joe Biden stepped down when he did and what led to it, because I think it's really interesting to note that, and I had these dates on my one sheet here, and it looks like they vanished. Oh, here it is, right here. That the Kennedy-Nixon debate was the last week of September, September 26, 1960. The Carter-Ford was October 6th. Carter-Reagan was October 28th. Are you noticing these are all late fall debates? The Bush-Clinton debate was October 11th. I mean, basically, presidential debates are either the last week of September or in October, period. I mean, that's you can go back through history, and that's, I mean, you know, the first debate was Kennedy-Nixon, but that's what you find. I mean, I'm not talking about Lincoln-Douglas, you know, but which was actually a Senate run. But somebody talked Joe Biden into doing a debate in June. Now, the people around him have been, you know, roundly criticized for kind of concealing his infirmities, you know, that he's, like most people, 81 years old. He has moments where he loses his train of thought and he mixes names up. I mean, hell, I mix names up and sometimes I lose my train of thought. It's just, you know, it happens to everybody regardless of age. But it does, you know, get worse as you get older. I don't think in any way this diminishes his ability to be president. I get it that the Republicans are now hysterically running around with their hair on fire. Oh, my God, we got to invoke the 25th Amendment. He's got to step down. If he can't run for office, he can't run the White House. Well, certainly he can. Running for office requires a very different skill set than running the country. Running the country requires, you know, calm and patience and thoughtfulness and stability and wisdom. Running for president, you got to be a good public speaker. And Joe Biden was never a good public speaker, you know, with his stutter. But now, you know, as age on top of that, he's just become a very poor public speaker. His voice is kind of raspy and sounds elderly. Not a good thing. So, you know, he dropped out. But what's interesting to me is that I am guessing that the people around him said, you know, maybe you should think about handing this thing off to Kamala and not running. And he said, no, I can do this. I can kick Trump's ass. And they said, okay, let's see if you can do it early enough, like in June, that if you can't pull this thing off, we can get Kamala in there or somebody else. You know, we can replace you. And he went along with that. And he blew it in June. And that's, of course, what led to all this. So I think that, you know, those of us who have been criticizing the people around him, I'm not among them, but I certainly have been reading this all over the message boards. I think you need to think twice. I suspect that that's what brought us to this moment. So there's that. Just by way of history, I'm a history freak, as you know. President George Washington on September 19th, 1796, issued a resignation letter. He had served two terms, but the Constitution didn't limit you to two terms. And most Americans actually wanted him to stay on because he was doing a great job. In fact, there were some Americans who wanted him to become king. And so this is from his I'm leaving. And this is not his farewell address, which was a whole nother speech. This is his I'm resigning letter. He said, and I thought this was fascinating how self-depreciating it is. It's just two sentences. Here it is. One of them is rather long. Though in reviewing the incidents of my administration, I am unconscious of intentional error, I am nevertheless too sensible of my defects not to think it probable that I may have committed many errors. Whatever they may be, I fervently beseech the Almighty to avert or mitigate the evils to which they may tend. I shall also carry with me the hope that my country will never cease to view them with indulgence, and that after 45 years of my life dedicated to its service with an upright zeal, the faults of incompetent abilities will be consigned to oblivion, as myself must soon be to the mansions of rest. Isn't that incredible? I mean, that was George Washington. So, you know, I and there are people are drawing parallels between George Washington and Joe Biden right now, and I think they're legitimate. So here we have the prosecutor versus the felon. This thing is rolling along rapidly. Every state Democratic Party chair has now endorsed Kamala Harris. Ken Martin, president of the Association of State Democratic Committees, made that announcement yesterday or last night. Following President Biden's announcement, he says our members immediately assembled to unite behind the candidate who has a track record of winning tough elections, blah-de-blah-de-blah. I've got 55 things you need to know about Kamala Harris. We'll get to that maybe in a little bit. The Republicans are already hysterical, as I mentioned. And I'm going to get to that. Actually, I'll get to that in a minute, too. One thing that I thought was really interesting, though, I subscribe to the Financial Times. It's kind of the world's premier business publication. And Rana Foruhar is the global business columnist, and she has been writing just brilliant stuff. If you subscribe to the Financial Times, you know what I'm talking about. And you can get her emails, her articles pushed out to you in email, which is how I get them. And her column today I thought was brilliant. She said, Kamala Harris should quickly reaffirm and own the post-neoliberal economic policy transition underway in the Democratic Party. Now, nobody's talking about this. You know, the next to the last book that I wrote in the Hidden History series is The Hidden History of Neoliberalism. And I think it's one of the most important books because it's what happened between Reagan and Obama, you know, because you had this steady stream of Republican and Democratic presidents who all embraced neoliberalism until Joe Biden came along. Arguably Donald Trump. You could say Donald Trump trash-talked neoliberalism, but he didn't really do anything about it outside of the tariffs on China. So anyhow, Rana writes, but what is Bidenomics without Biden? That's something Democrats need to figure out quickly. And I agree with that. I think it's fascinating, but I think it's also like really, really important that we acknowledge that Joe Biden has repudiated neoliberalism for the first time, in a big way, for the first time since 1980, really even since the last 2 years of the Carter administration. And that is what put America back on track. That's what put our economy back together. So, I've got a little more information here about Kamala Harris and what Mike Johnson is up to. I'll share that with you real quick when we come back from the break, and then I'll be picking up your phone calls. It's coming up on, well, it is 17 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman program on this extraordinarily historic day. What could be our first black Indian ancestry woman president.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
Southeast Asian is the phrase that is used to describe people whose ancestors come from India. We'll be right back. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt, fish, and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it can be really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats that dogs just love. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can well vary. Text fees may apply.
With honor and pride, she's fought the battles, kept our borders clear. In the face of challenges, she's the one we cheer. They seek control, command or conquer their way. But Kamala stands tall, she'll never sway. The prosecutor versus the felon in the ring. They fight, one stands for justice, for what is right. With courage and strength, she'll lead us through. With Kamala leading, we'll see it true. With Biden's trust and her own fierce might, she'll guide us forward through day and night. Helping the people, defending our way. Kamala's here to
So it's the prosecutor versus the felon, clearly, and so I guess the big question now is who's going to be vice president. I realize there may be some challenges to Kamala, and interestingly, the song pronounced it Kamala, but I think it's actually pronounced Kamala, like calm, Allah. But anyway, what can you do? So who do you want for vice president? I mean, that's an interesting question. I mean, there's a bunch of bad. J.B. Pritzker, who's the governor of Illinois, an incredible guy, a brilliant progressive. He's a billionaire. He could finance his own campaign.
But, you know, Illinois is probably in the bag. Josh Shapiro is the governor of Pennsylvania. That's a must-win state that might be kind of weak right now. And he is smart as a whip. He's a hell of a debater. He would eat J.D. Vance's lunch. Gretchen Whitmer is the governor of Michigan. She is solid. She's a real rock star in Michigan. Is America ready for a two-women ticket? I think so, in all probability. I realize there are people who are worried about that. But, you know, whenever I hear those kind of concerns, I remember when Barack Obama was running in the primary in 2008, or in late 2007, I think it was, on this program, we had the chairman, or maybe it was the vice chairman, one of the top two people in the California Democratic Party on this program, who was a black man. And he said, oh, you know, Obama should not be the nominee because we will lose because Americans, you know, there's still a lot of racism in Americans in America, and they will not vote for a black man. So here you had, you know, a black guy who ran the Democratic Party in California saying, no, no to Obama, he will lose. Of course, history proved him wrong. And that's what I think about, you know, first off, Kamala Harris, a black and South Asian woman who, and a woman, you know, I guess three strikes in the minds of the racists on the right. But, you know, hooking up with, or, you know, on the ticket, having another woman on the ticket. Well, I think it's possible. There are a bunch of other candidates, you know, Gavin Newsom, you know, he's, I am a big fan of Gavin Newsom's. He knows how to take names and kick ass. However, the Democrats don't need California. And, you know, it would be two California ticket. I mean, she used to be the California Attorney General. Before that, she was the prosecutor. In fact, she started out in Alameda County, California, as a sex crimes prosecutor, which is just the perfect thing to be running against a guy who has been, who a jury of his peers has said raped a woman, and who has been credibly accused of rape or sexual assault by 23 other women, including one who was 13 years old. So, the prosecutor versus the felon. Anyhow, I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. This stuff from the Republicans and all their hysteria and a few other things that I had for you in this first hour, I would just push those back to the second hour, along with you know, what J.D. Vance and the Heritage Foundation are up to. They think they can keep her off the ballot. It's just nuts what's going on. I'll tell you all about it. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be back with you on the other side of the break. And so stay tuned. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. CBS News estimates Vice President Harris has received the endorsement of enough Democratic delegates to win the party's presidential nomination. Political analyst Sherry Bebich Jeffy.
Even if 20% of the Biden delegates walked away from Kamala Harris, I believe she would still have the magic number.
Harris visited staff at what is now her campaign headquarters in Delaware today, and President Biden called in.
I won't be on the ticket, but I'm still going to be fully, fully engaged. I've got 6 months left in my presidency. I'm determined to get as much done as I possibly can.
At a House oversight hearing today with Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, Committee Chairman James Comer called on her to resign.
And the bottom line is that under Director Cheadle's leadership, we question whether anyone is safe. Not President Biden, not the First Lady, not the White House, and certainly not the presidential candidates.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will be the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee when she comes to Milwaukee Tuesday. On Monday, she praised President Biden, who dropped out of the race Sunday.
Every day, our President Joe Biden fights for the American people, and we are deeply, deeply grateful for his service to our nation.
That's Harris speaking at the White House. Wildfires are raging in western Canada again this summer, sending smoke back to Wisconsin. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, smoke is widespread in the Midwest and Great Lakes area, but the smoke is hanging thousands of feet in the air. Air quality warnings in Wisconsin could change over the next few days as the smoke lowers. Ongoing fires in Canada are expected to grow over the next week as hot, dry conditions persist. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Typically, when a comedy club has co-headliners, it means neither one of the comics are ready to headline. The other night in New York City, it was just the opposite as Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart took the stage Saturday night in Harlem at the Apollo Theater for one show only. Stewart opened and Chappelle closed. Both men tackled the subjects of Trump, Biden, Gaza, fame, and Ohio's men. Cell phones were not allowed in the theater, so there will be no pirated copies on YouTube, but I'm really hoping they put this out as a special. If you are a fan of the show Homicide: Life on the Street, you'll be able to give it a rewatch soon. If you've never seen the Baltimore-based show, which starred the late Andre Brower as Detective Frank Pemberton, I highly recommend it. Despite being a network show, it was more like a gritty streamer before there was streaming. Homicide was created by David Simon, who also created The Wire. The former NBC show will be available to stream on Peacock starting August 19th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms moving through the area during the overnight. Plenty of clouds and patchy fog as well. Lower 60s at daybreak. On Tuesday, fog early, some clouds, a little hazy with more showers and storms. Highs in the mid and upper 70s, currently 71 degrees.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday on Up North News Radio, we'll talk to Hans Breitenmoser about whether the Trump version of economic populism is real or Wall Street in sheep's clothing.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
With every sight and sound. On the road to the wild where the mountains stand tall.
Welcome back. Tom Harbin here with you. Somebody sent me a note saying, I hate country music. Hey, my first job in radio was a country western DJ. So was Sean's. We love country music. He'll live with it. Anyway, Mike Johnson was on ABC TV, and he said, if Biden isn't at the top of the ticket, it'll be wrong. I think it's unlawful. In accordance with some of these state rules, for a handful of people to go in a back room and switch it out because they don't like the candidate any longer. That's not how this is supposed to work. These guys are terrified of Kamala Harris. Right, there's nothing in the Constitution about this. There's nothing in you know, the 12th Amendment. States haven't printed their ballots. Florida hasn't even had their primary yet. That's August 20th. In fact, the people say, well, it's too short to have an election. The average number of days for an election in the following countries is 75 days. And by the way, if she is formally chosen on August 22nd, which is a whole month from now, that's exactly 75 days from the election. So the average number of days for an election, 75 days in France, the United Kingdom, Germany, Spain, Italy, the Netherlands, Greece, Belgium, Ireland, Denmark, Portugal, Canada, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Israel, Poland, the Czech Republic, Australia, and Austria. So this is not anything unusual. Four-year-long campaign that we have here in the United States, that's what's unusual. All right. So enough of me, and my apologies for mispronouncing Alameda County. Thank you, Sean. All right. Well, my apologies to Californians. So what's on your mind? Ben in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Ben, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Man, what a crazy election season. Yeah. Every week something seems to change. But thanks for keeping everything straight. I think now the Democrats really have a leg up because there were a lot of polls saying people didn't like Trump and they didn't like Biden. So I think that already helped them tremendously.
Yeah, even the so-called Biden double haters.
Even though Biden was a great president, the media really harped on his age and the debate performance. And I think it turned people who aren't extremely political off of the Democrats for whatever reason. So I think this really helps them.
Yep, I agree. Good analysis.
But I'm kind of with you. I'm hoping maybe that they would pick Josh Shapiro or Gretchen Whitmer out of Michigan.
Those two are at the top of my list. There's been talk about Raphael Warnock out of Georgia, but I'm not sure that Georgia's going to be in play this year. They've successfully purged so many Georgia voters. You still there, Ben? Yep, I lost Ben. Thank you, Ben, for the call. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, on your mind, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, for VP, I'm thinking an Hispanic man might be a good choice. I wonder if Marco Rubio would be interested.
Ruben Gallego is, on his way to bigger things, bigger and better things. Did you have somebody specifically in mind?
No, I didn't. I just, the thing about this situation is the effect of this is really virtually unknowable because elections are won in the margins, and the margin is composed to a large degree of the somewhat likely voter.
Right.
And it's unpollable because the somewhat likely voter really doesn't know if they're going to vote until they walk out the door on election day to go to the poll. They don't vote by mail. They only coalesce to whether they're going to vote a few days and maybe at most a week before the election. And so you can't poll them because they can't tell you. If they're going to vote.
Yep.
But they do, I think, respond to how they coalesce is what's happened within the last 60 days. So not this is still outside of that. There's a great opportunity here to re-energize the whole campaign and get that somewhat likely voter. And we're talking, you know, when they ask you in a poll, are you extremely likely? You got 75 to 100%. Somewhat likely is 50 to 75% likely. Somewhat unlikely is 50 to 25%. And extremely unlikely, less than 25% you're going to vote. To re-energize the campaign with some, and I mean just some, a few specific issues, the women's issues, reproductive choice, all of that is going to be on the table, and it can re-interest the somewhat likely voter. But that's what's changing. The bases, the people in the base don't change. Democrats were going to vote for, Democratic base was going to vote for Biden, and the Republican base was going to vote for Trump one way or the other.
Well, the base actually has changed over time, though, Paul. I mean, the Democratic base was very neoliberal in the 90s, and now it's very progressive. The Democratic base was largely white in the 90s, and now it's, I don't know the percentages, but there's a lot more people of color, and you've got a lot more out queer people. I think the Democratic base has become far more diverse and far more progressive, just as a function of, you know, demographic change in the United States, if nothing else.
Yeah, things can change over time, over a longer span of time of, decades, but... let me ask you this question, because as I, my analogy on this has been kind of like the second half of a football game. I mean, your team just stunk it up in the first half, they're trailing, and that's what it was up until, and I said as of today, the whole question of Joe Biden's mental and physical fitness for office has to be done, and no more mistakes. By the way, if we're going to do this, it sure as hell better win.
Yeah,
because you can't blame Joe Biden now.
Yep.
So it's got to come across as a win. You got to start moving, as they say in football, moving the sticks and putting up scores.
Yep.
You got to get first downs. Every week has got to be a score, or at least a first down for the Democrats.
I'm with you. So who is your pick? Andy Beshear is another person. He's the governor of Kentucky or Tennessee. I mix those two states.
Right, it's Kentucky.
Kentucky. Thank you.
Kentucky. Yeah, that's been suggested.
Who's your pick?
I'm not. I would. That would be fine. Danny Beshear or the governor, Roy Cooper of North Carolina.
Roy Cooper. Justice. Yeah, I've seen him mentioned. Now, I don't believe that he's, you know, such a solid progressive, but I may be wrong on that. I don't know a lot about Roy Cooper.
Well, let me ask you a question, Tom. Mm-hmm. In order to eliminate any more discussion about Biden and also the issues about this is illegal and all this, and Biden, if he can't run, he shouldn't even have the nuclear codes. What about the idea that in the after the Democratic convention, that President Biden just says, I've talked to my doctor and he suggested it's just best that I resign my term, and that way President Harris comes in as an incumbent. There can be no more controversy about whether or not she's legitimate in the primaries, and that completely.
I think that would be very problematic. Number one, the 25th Amendment would require Mike Johnson to bless that. Both the House and Senate.
Resigning?
No, the president appointing a new vice president, because she would have to appoint a new vice president, and that has to go through the House and Senate. Number one. And number two, I think it would distract. It would be a distraction. I think that it is not necessarily productive because she's already an incumbent. She's the vice president.
That's true.
I think that brings the I forget the guy's name, but the one who has the 11 keys to the presidency. Alan Lichtfield, whatever it is. That one of them is incumbency, but I think she has that incumbency thing. Paul, I got to move on, but thank you for the call. Good talking to you. Andy in Wilmington, Delaware. Hey, Andy, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Very simply, we've discussed what Mike Johnson has said. In fact, there's a funny video out there of him so sincerely expressing concern for the 14 million Democrats who voted for Joe Biden in the primary. It's really touching. But anyway, what I wanted to say is, could the Republicans, I saw a scholar on MSNBC today saying, no, the Republicans would not win in a lawsuit to impede or stop the nomination of Kamala Harris. But could they gum up the works with delay? That's what I wanted to ask you.
I doubt it. I really do. It's not inconceivable that some states might refuse to go along and refuse to print ballots, or the way that we've seen, like, DeSantis and Greg Abbott just defy federal law on several occasions, you know, and just do what they want.
Would they do that by lawsuit?
No, they probably just do it by fiat, by just saying, you know, okay, we're not going to recognize her, and we're not going to let our state recognize her. But I think that would backfire badly on the Republicans. Basically, it would make them look like poor sports, and Americans, regardless of party affiliation, don't like poor sports.
Hey, so, Tom, they don't care what they look like. You know that.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Andy, thanks a lot for the call. Good talking to you. 45, yeah, I mean, they put a sexual predator at the top of their ticket and a convicted con man. And a convicted rapist and a convicted con man at the top of their ticket. They don't care what they look like.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give
it. You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight-line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and this is your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about using coupons to save on prescription drugs. Pharmaceutical coupons are different than coupons at, say, the grocery store. I am not talking about saving you 50 cents on a box of mac and cheese. It is common for pharmaceutical coupons to save you as much as 80% on the drugs that you need. I mean, this could be hundreds of dollars. So how do you find them? Well, you start with the websites GoodRx and SingleCare. Those are services that focus exclusively on prescription coupons.
Now, you should also ask your doctor and at the pharmacy counter about manufacturers' coupons or programs. But you have to ask. Sometimes the pharmacy has a sign-up program direct with the manufacturer, but you can't find it online, and they aren't allowed to tell you about it unless you ask. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system. High amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures. It's really hard to avoid, which is why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught codskin treats that dogs just love by going to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Stop the Press's news. Mark Jacobs' newsletter over on Substack points out that the Republicans are already going full-blown racist. At the Republican National Convention last week, there were signs which are now being repopulated all over Twitter and other right-wing or other social media. Joe and the Ho gotta go. Claims that she's going to be our first, our DEI president. I mean, it's just pure racism. Ben Shapiro says she has a cackling voice, an insane Joker laugh. Geraldo Rivera on Fox News condemned her for smiling. Seriously, he said it's over smirking. Fox News even claimed that she used a fake French accent once, and they caught her red-handed committing the crime of buying nice cookware. In 2020, C-SPAN tweeted a video with an obviously false claim that Harris was ineligible to serve as VP because her parents weren't citizens when she was born. She was born in this country. Her dad was a Jamaican economist, and her mom was an Indian cancer researcher, PhD cancer researcher. And in fact, they taught at McGill University. Much of her middle school and high school was in Montreal. So, interesting stuff about Kamala Harris. All right, let's pick up your calls here. What's on your mind? Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hi, Tom. So much on my mind right now. But before I get to my point, just to confirm with you, you were asking about the pronunciation of Ms. Harris's first name. Mm-hmm. It is Kamala.
Yeah.
Just like Pamela.
That's what I thought.
With a K.
Yeah.
All right. I know some of these Republicans are saying Kamala, and it's another racist dog whistle on their end. I wasn't born yesterday, Republican, so don't try it, all right?
There you go.
And the thing is that I blame the media for what has happened with President Biden and his decision of stepping down, although my wife said that she thought that it was COVID that hit him and is probably still suffering from it at his age. So, you know, that is a considerable factor, but I still hate the fact that the media was really picking on him and he was being triple teamed against. If it wasn't just the media, it was the damn Republicans in Congress, yeah. And Lord knows the Republicans in the Supreme Court. And I'm wondering, what the hell was the media doing? Doing a favor for Trump, or did he threaten them, say, keep the negativity off of me and only on Biden or else? Forget him. You're supposed to do your jobs, not be running like this some kind of...
And the New York Times is right at the front of that pack, which is really pathetic.
Yeah, so I hope to God that they have learned their lesson, not repeat 2016. Start putting the foot down on Trump and start asking him, like, what about the disparaging remarks that you made about Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris? I didn't make any disparaging remarks. Shut your mouth. Roll the footage. I wish they would put it down like that.
There you go. I'm with you. Michael, thank you. That was a good one. Tyrone in Harlem. Hey, Tyrone, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just amazed how much power the mass media have over a large portion of our population. They tell us not to vote for Biden because his son has a laptop. We do it. They tell us not to vote for Biden because his son is doing drugs. We, you know, the mass population, a lot of them don't vote because of Hillary Clinton with her emails. It's just how much power they have over us. They told us that Joe Biden, we saw this on the news, Joe Biden had a bad performance.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We should just turn our back on Joe Biden because he had a bad performance. But after that, he was doing well. It still didn't matter. So we throw him out because the money interests tell us who we need to pay attention to, who we need to vote for, not vote for. It's just how much power the people have over nothing.
Yeah.
You know, as long as these people tell us who we should or should not care for, that's what we do. Instead of having our own idea on what's going on, they have so much power over us.
No, I get that. You know, I mean, in 1980, the Republicans decided, you know, whoever owns the media owns the country. And so they started buying up media like there was no tomorrow. Of course, Reagan made it a lot easier by blowing up the Fairness Doctrine and the Equal Time Rule. And so now we've got almost 200 right-wing television stations, Sinclair. You've got 1,500 right-wing radio stations. You've got three television networks that carry nothing but right-wing programming, you know, Fox, Newsmax, and whatever the other one is. It's just real remarkable. I mean, back in 2008, when Obama won the election, there were a lot of people, there were a lot of, you know, pollsters and whatnot who said that it was the power of Air America. We were in 54 major markets. There was not a major city in the United States you couldn't get progressive talk radio. Now, you know, that footprint has shrunk considerably. And I don't think it's a good thing for democracy, frankly. But I think it's amazing, Tyrone, that we can still win elections. Tyrone, thank you for the call. Your point was so well made. Thank you. Hitting the top of the hour here. I'll pick it up with you on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, we talk about repurposing churches. Make sure you join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.